NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. Governor Greg Abbott says he's activating emergency response resources ahead of much-needed rain over the next few days. The storm system could bring large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes, and flash flooding to southeast Texas. The Houston area, however, will likely see widespread rain and maybe some minor flooding on Saturday. Forecasters say there is a greater chance of localized flooding with this system, given that we haven't had rain in the region recently. We'll have a more detailed forecast for you coming up later this morning on News 88.7. Meanwhile, Lake Houston is going to be lowered by 12 inches in anticipated incoming weather. One of the major players behind the gambling scheme is a Galveston native who played for the University of Houston's basketball team. News 88.7's Michael Adkison reports.
Damon Jones is one of just three people indicted in both of these cases of sports betting and illegal gambling. Jones was a combo guard for the University of Houston Cougars basketball team from 1994 to 1997. Prosecutors say he was instrumental to the illegal NBA betting scheme by providing non-public information about players to gamblers.
The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier.
Jones went undrafted in 1987. His longest stint was with the Cleveland Cavaliers for 3 years. I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
Houston city officials heard fierce feedback from East Downtown residents last night at a public meeting about a planned living center for homeless people. The proposed purchase has already been delayed twice because of pushback from the community. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
Move it to River Oaks. Move it to the Heights. Yeah, you think we're freaking out? Charlie, you see them.
Aside from a handful of speakers, most community members said the facility is a good idea, but the location is bad.
Keep them people away from me.
Israel Silva says the proposal raises safety concerns for East Downtown and Second Ward residents.
If somebody kills my grandma, is the city going to pay for her stuff? Are they going to be held accountable?
Officials with Mayor John Whitmire's administration say police patrols would be increased. The living center would function as a front door to the region's support system. It would temporarily shelter people before referring them to services and housing. The center is a foundational part of the administration's plan to end street homelessness before 2027. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
The Rockets are back on the floor tonight, taking on the Detroit Pistons. Both teams are looking for their first win of the season. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Currently partly cloudy, 72 degrees on the UH campus.